We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, time now for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. Mike, I'd heard that the price had dropped out of the bottom for oil, and then I'm driving by the gas station near my house the other day. It was $1.65, and then with the discount, if you get a car wash, I was like, wow, it's almost like they're paying me to take their gas.
Yeah, John, it's we've seen oil prices, on Friday, believe it or not, oil prices had their single biggest one-day rally, which brought the price of oil back up to $27 a barrel, so that's still extraordinarily low. We're watching it drift a little bit lower today, but oil is becoming a little bit problematic. Not that you and I don't like cheap gasoline, we do, and generally most folks would, companies like airlines and cruise ships. And if they were using cheap diesel or cheap jet fuel, they'd feel good. But since they're not using any, it's not helping them much. And we will see OPEC. They're going to have a teleconference, a remote conference scheduled the 8th and 9th this week, where they're going to be influenced, I'm certain, by the President of the United States to try to take some oil off of the market right now to stabilize prices. I'm even watching wholesale gasoline right now, still below 70 cents, trading at about 67 cents right now. So it's very cheap for those of us then that, you know, are out a little bit on the road, because we do have our letter that says we are essential and so we can go to and from work. At least cheap gasoline prices feel pretty good right now, John.
So what numbers do we need to look at as this week unfolds? I guess we're all watching the death numbers.
You got it, John, and there is nobody better at watching, or there's no institution better at watching and compressing and doing multivariate calculus regression analysis of numbers than participants in the markets. Okay, Wall Street is looking at those numbers 8 ways from Sunday, and my sense is right now, like everybody else, market participants are going to be looking for that crest and then the ultimate rollover of both new cases and death cases. But as we compress those numbers in every possible way, gang, don't be surprised if Wall Street figures out how to anticipate the second derivative before we actually get to the second derivative, meaning when that direction does change. And I do think you'll see a noticeable rally when we get that. John, one of the reasons I'm anticipating that is just look at the markets this morning. The Dow would be indicated up about 800 points right now, and that came almost solely on the heels of the comments from the president and the vice president yesterday, where they were seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, at the same time warning that the numbers themselves are going to continue to deteriorate here in the United States for a while. But I think they have done an effective job of communicating that. So, and John, you mentioned that you were not going to be shocked if the number of deaths we had in the Commonwealth were 2, 3, 4 times more than we've gotten so far. I think we are right in assuming that they will get there. Maybe it's just taking a little bit longer, but if we know when we get that huge number, we're closer to the end than the beginning. Wall Street's going to anticipate that, try to be out in front of it, and we're getting a good example of that just today. So it's not behind us yet, but you can clearly see the bottoming process here, and people are starting to do that calculation for the other side of the valley. And that's a good thing, and it's a profitable thing for folks that can hang in the market, hold on to what they have as we get through this, because there is going to be profitable times on the other side.
Good to keep that in perspective.
And, John, we want to remember tomorrow to talk about the SBA program, the Payroll Protection Program.
Okay.
It's going to be huge. The functionality a little bit tough right now, only because this is one of the first times in history where we've seen the government move faster than the private sector, and banks, big and small, just haven't quite got geared up. But if you own a small business out there, get your applications ready because it is going to get processed and there's going to be a lot of helpful money out there.
Okay. Well, that'll be important for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be huge.
Yeah. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day and be well.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.